Return with us now to those blissful days of yore, when men were real men, radio was real radio, and music filled the airwaves and the turntables. And it was good. Let's open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick.
Fantastic tune from Eddie and Eddie, that is Falling Tears. Before that, you heard a cover of the Beatles' Come Together by the great band The Meters, and we started off this edition of Radio Thrift Shop with Tim Weisberg. Hello, this is DJ Frederick coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, the land of ice and snow. It is the Radio Thrift Shop, here with you on WSCS every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, and you can hear us locally in the Sunapee-Kearsarge region, or maybe it's the Kearsarge-Sunapee region, on 90.9 FM, or around the world at classicalwscs.org. If you love crate digging and seldom heard sounds, this show may be for you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. You never know what you're going to hear. It's always a bit of a mystery, but that is the beauty and the magic of the airwaves. All right, back to 1961, a forgotten 45 by Bob Moore. You might recognize this theme. It's a theme, a TV theme song, if you are of a certain age or if you watched a lot of reruns. Not that I'm encouraging you to watch television. No, no, no. Turn your radio on. Thank you.
family man, trying to hold yourself down, taking the time to believe what they say, wearing your heavyweight crown. Of a stranger I met in a dream. She told me of stranger days. Her voice was a whisper and then was a scream, and through her dark mist she did say,
passing over hills of hay. Alas, said the cloud, and what have we here? I believe it's the world, and it's covered in fear. Is there to gain? I'm bored with the world, so I'll turn to rain.
I'm going down to the edge of the sea, just to see what I can see. And I'm going down to the edge of the sea, just to see what I may be. I'm picking up mermaids who've lost their way home, shaking the seabed and digging the foam, down by the
edge of the sea is where I wanna be.
Two incredibly gorgeous songs from their album Genesis. That was Wendy and Bonnie with the Paisley Windowpane. And before that, we heard the Prelude and the Edge of the Sea. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Radio Thrift Shop was first broadcast on WSCS in 1999, and it's an homage to the underground era of broadcasts that I grew up listening to in the 1960s and 1970s. Be back right after Science and the Sea.
Exploring Science and the Sea. Depending on which side of the country you live on, you probably either hate or love sea urchins. Off the coast of California, there are too many of the spiny creatures. They're destroying kelp beds, harming the entire ecosystem. But off the coast of Florida and throughout the Caribbean Sea, there aren't enough urchins. And without them, coral reefs are dying off. Long-spined sea urchins used to be common in the Caribbean. They have black spines that can be up to a foot long, and their teeth are rocky plates that allow them to scrape algae from corals and other hard surfaces. In 1983, a disease raced across the Caribbean. Within 2 weeks, it had killed 97% of the urchins. And in 2022, a parasite hit the still-recovering urchin population, wiping out most of the urchins on most reefs. Without the urchins, the algae population has exploded. Algae can cover the corals, blocking the sunlight the living corals need to survive. The algae also coat the surfaces that young corals latch themselves to, preventing them from establishing new colonies. Combined with climate change, ocean pollution, and other problems, that's cut the amount of corals across the Caribbean by about 80% since the 1970s. Today, scientists are raising urchins in the lab, then dropping them on reefs. It's too early to tell how that's working out, but researchers are hopeful that the efforts will begin to restore balance to the Caribbean reefs. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on.
Great lounge core for you there, the Medium Wave Band, Cosmic Medley.
I left the one I love on one of the thousand islands.
Arthur Godfrey was a 50s TV and radio icon, but not such a great tour leader. You're on the sound beat.
So I row, 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 row up the River St. Lawrence, and I'm hollering Florence. Oh, where can you be?
Where can she be?
You're listening to the Thousand Islands Song, a Columbia 78 recorded in 1947. The archipelago lies in the St. Lawrence River on the U.S.-Canadian border. There are actually about 1,800 islands, each passing the stringent criteria of A, being above water level year-round, B, having an area greater than one square foot, and C, bearing at least one living tree.
I mustn't take a nap, gotta watch the map. That was Island 793.
That island mentioned there, 793, is an actual one, belonging to Arthur Godfrey. That's right, it was gifted to him by Grant Mitchell of the Thousand Islands Admiralty in appreciation of the song. For more on the story, visit soundbeat.org or check out our Facebook page right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry. Thank you.
I could save time in a bottle. The first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with.
From Germany, great cover of Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle. That's a band called Colibri. And before that, we heard the Hawaiians with A Taste of Honey. And we started off with Eden Abes and Jerusalem from his album Echoes from Nature Boy. And that was written in 1962. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, featuring a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, and a variety of cassette tapes, and homemade self-released CDs, and even digital formats. Welcome aboard. I'm here every Saturday evening on WSCS from 10 p.m. until midnight.
Thank you. yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, yeah, most definitely. A new day is coming, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Crystal blue persuasion. Crystal blue persuasion, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready, gonna see the light. I said love, love is the answer, and that's all right. So don't you give up now. So easy to find. Better look to your soul.
Look to your soul.
And then open your mind. Crystal blue persuasion, oh yeah, it's a new vibration. Crystal blue persuasion, crystal blue persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down
every green field,
every little town, all of his children in every nation, there'll be peace and good. Oh yeah, brother, crystal. Crystal blue persuasion. Hey, yeah.
Crystal blue persuasion.
Crystal blue persuasion. Yeah, oh yeah. Better get ready now. Maybe tomorrow.
Thank you.
Dennis Boudemir from his first album, The Creeper, and what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Wow, yes, we do. Before that, The Culture Club with the Crystal Blue Persuasion, and we started off with Ray Barretto, Searching for Vulcan. Well, it's time to wrap up this hour of the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening and wishing you many, many blessings. I'm coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, and this is Radio Thrift Shop, free to broadcast on your low-power FM Part 15 or online station. Just email me, radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
Thank you.